USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economist Kevin Hazlitt says the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic has put the country in a position for a strong recovery. Hazlitt, pointing to the ADP job report that was released on Wednesday that shows 2.76 million jobs were lost in May when many forecasters had expected 9 million jobs to be lost. Hazlitt saying the ADP number suggests that we're at a turning point. All of the police officers who were present during George Floyd's death will face charges. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is also increasing the charges against Derek Chauvin to second-degree murder as opposed to third. The other three officers are expected to be charged as well. Chauvin was taken into custody Friday and, if convicted of second-degree murder, faces a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with Extendivite.
The world's biggest movie theater chain has suffered a blockbuster loss because of COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
AMC Theaters posting a first quarter loss of around $2.4 billion. The world's biggest movie theater chain saying the loss is due largely because it had to shut down all of its theaters in March because of the pandemic. AMC is owned by Chinese conglomerate Dalian Wanda Group. It furloughed or laid off more than 26,000 employees. It's also furloughed all 600 corporate staffers, including its CEO, Adam Aron. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is telling lawmakers that he would not have approved an FBI surveillance application for former Trump aide Carter Page during the Russia investigation had he known at the time about the problems that have since been revealed. Rosenstein testifying on Capitol Hill on Wednesday in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick is calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York to step up and take control of the rioting and looting in New York City. Carrick also shares some interesting statistics regarding police officers that were involved in fatal shootings.
These are numbers that come out of the FBI Uniform Crime Report and the Washington Post. Last year, there were 10 million arrests in the United States. 10 million. Out of 10 million arrests, police officers were involved in fatal shootings 1,004 times. 41 of those were unarmed people. The police shot unarmed people. If you listen to the rhetoric, every one of those people were black. You know what? That's a lie. That's completely false. It's not true. 19 white people, unarmed, were shot and killed by police last year. Nine were black.
Apple has its eyes on people who stole iPhones during the ongoing riots. That's according to a local Fox affiliate in New York. Apple stores across the country have been ransacked and looted, and the tech company has a message for people who stole cell phones. Thieves will see a message on the stolen device stating, "This device has been disabled and is being tracked. Local authorities will be alerted." The message also requests the device be returned to the store it was taken from. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.